The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
LA, I want to say thank you very much. My special recording at the Dynasty Typewriter on Wednesday, December 14th is sold out. I can't thank you all enough for it. We're going to have a fun fucking time. Also hear that they don't serve alcohol. So, hey, maybe you want a pregame, y'all. I'll see you on the 14th. Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'll be there December 9th and 10th. Get your tickets for those shows on my website at ryansickler.com. I want to make a very special announcement here. I'm excited to say that I have the Crab Feast podcast back under my control. Okay. So it's every artist's goal to get their, you know, property back to them. We got it. All right. So, if you don't know about the Crab Feast, but a lot of you do, I want to say this. I'm on the road, meet and greets, people come up, been rocking with you since the feast, man, the feast. The Crab Feast is a podcast that I did with Jay Larson. It's a storytelling podcast, audio only. We did it for about 7.5 years. There's 350 some episodes. Hell, if you listen to two a week, it would take you 3.5 years to get through it. But it's a phenomenal library that I'm very proud of. It's what preceded the Honeydew for me. And it's got all the same favorite guests you love. Segura, Burt Kreischer, Bill Burr, Christina P., you name it. And they're all different stories, too. So if you love the Honeydew, you got to check out the Crab Feast. Subscribe to it today. It's still getting a ton of downloads already. There's an active community on Facebook that goes through every episode, and it's been almost gone for 4 years now. So, feasters, let them know. Honeydew fans, if you are looking for, you're all caught up on Honeydew and you're like, what else can I listen to? I'm telling you, go listen to the Crab Feast. It is a fantastic, fun storytelling podcast. You know, there you'll get like, man, I got this weird ghost story and a near death and a marriage story and a this. where that's what, you know, the honeydew for me was the crab feast needed to have a baby. And I just focus on highlighting the lowlights here. So go check it out. It's available everywhere you get podcasts. It's audio only. Like I said, subscribe, join the fan pages, have fun with it. I'm going to be promoting it every week here on the honeydew now that it's back in control here. So I'm very excited about that. Thank you, feasters. Thank you, honeydew fans. Enjoy the feast.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpan Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. If you're watching on YouTube, I want to say please subscribe. Thank you all. As I say every week, this community continues to grow, which fucking blows me away. It really does. So thank you for that. Hit that subscribe. If you got to have more, then you got to check out the Patreon. I keep saying it. We just talked to a lady who had two buttholes. I'm going to try to introduce her to the lady with two pussies. Talked to a dude that died. Dude was dead for 3.5 minutes. And was brought back. I'm telling you, it's $5 a month. We haven't raised the price one bit. You got well over 100 episodes of it. If you sign up for a year, you get over a month free. And you're getting the Honeydew a day early. You're getting it ad-free. And you're getting it at no additional cost. All right? So if you or someone you know has that story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. All right? Grand Rapids. I will be there this week, I think, December 9th and 10th. And then LA, I'm shooting my special Wednesday, December 14th at the Dynasty Typewriter. The first show is sold out, and there's a low ticket warning for the second show now. So use code Sickler at checkout. You'll get half off your tickets. All right, that's the biz. You guys know what we do over here. We're highlighting these lowlights and listening to the stories behind the storytellers. Very excited to have this storyteller back on the do. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ari Shaffir.
Hey, welcome back, buddy. To Honeydew. Thanks, bro. You know, I was like, I was looking at the Honeydew melon. I was thinking it was a cantaloupe, and I was like, why does he have so many cantaloupe pictures?
And then it dawned on
you. Yeah, then it dawned on me.
There is some this one here. That's nice. One of my favorite shots. This guy's passing up Honeydew.
To go get cantaloupe.
To get the cantaloupe.
What a loser. Unless he's like giving. I could see Steve Simone doing that, where it's like, no, everybody's going to want the honeydew.
Yeah,
let me just get cantaloupe's good enough for me. I'll suffer.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks, bud.
And congrats on the special.
Thank you.
How many millions of views at this point?
All
now?
Of them, I think.
Yeah,
it's almost up to four.
Maybe what was your goal? Did you make a goal for yourself?
I wanted in a month, I wanted a million.
At a month. And you did that in how many days? Three? Two?
2 days.
Yeah, it was impressive, dude.
Yeah.
Promote it. Tell everybody everything.
It's my fucking opus, man. I worked for 5 years on this one.
Did you?
Yeah, real mindfully, like preparing material about just like jokes that work in clubs, all about like one topic, and try to make it hold together and keep people's attention. I did it in places where there's no Jews, where there's tons of Jews, where I made sure it worked for everybody. Just so fucking mindful about it. But I'm stoked on it. It looks good. It's
on
YouTube right now.
Yeah.
I was talking to Schultz about it, and he was like, I told you, like, helping me with like thumbnails and shit like that. He goes, yeah, people will like it. I know people will like it. I just want them to see it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I was just saying, like, before we were recording, like, do you remember when we just wanted to tell jokes?
Just tell jokes.
Just write and get up and tell jokes.
And you tell to your
make
friend.
Make people laugh.
The unurban, it was like, hey, I got this fucking joke to work about Chick Hearn. Like, oh, that's hilarious.
And now you're like, hey, I'm figuring out the algorithm.
I didn't even know what that word was.
Media app.
What the fuck are you talking about? What is this part of fucking data? Jordy LaForge of data talking?
Social media editors, hit me up for real. I'm looking for somebody right now, legit social media editor who really can take that shit over the top.
Fans do good jobs too.
I know.
Fans do good jobs. Oh, this is somebody just sent me this.
Hit me up.
I'll show you this. I was talking about this.
Honeydewpodcast@gmail.com.
And so me and Tim were talking about how in Harry Potter, the fucking bankers are clearly Jews. That's why somebody did a fucking mashup. It's just my special.
That's what I'm talking about. That's like, the best. Yeah. That's the best. Once you put it out there, I love seeing what comes back. Man.
Dude, I passed out on Rogan's and they went nuts.
The fans are so talented, yeah. Man. They're so talented.
The entirety of the internet is unequalable.
Yeah.
You know, to it's like, I don't care how good, you can be John Jones. If you throw the whole, everybody at him, he will lose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the level of humor on all of internet.
Absolutely. There's some just like 19-year-old kid out there kicking shit out. And you're like, it's funny as fuck.
Nailed right it. There.
Yeah.
I did a joke about a Down syndrome kid playing football in Philadelphia. And I was just like, hey, this, you know, I saw this video. And somebody just goes, was it Shane Gillis? I'm like, damn, dude. It doubled me over. I was like,
just but then I was like, that's from the fucking
great note. That was fucking great. It wasn't even shitting on me. And I was like, right. Fucking, well, I went back to like 20 minutes later. I was like, hey, man, I'm not usually a fan of you guys piping up, but. That was fucking great.
good. All right. So
yeah,
go
the special's
watch
out
Ari
now.
Special.
YouTube.com/Ari Shaffir. Just type in Ari Shaffir Jew and it'll come up.
And then are you going on a tour after this as well? Are you going out live?
I'm touring
right
now. I'm gonna be in Pittsburgh and Salt Lake and Tampa and I don't know where, San Jose. And then I'm gonna hit Europe up. Yeah.
Hit Europe up.
Yeah, I don't know. I was talking about Segura, how cool it is you get to fucking play Europe.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to sell tickets, does it blow your mind? It blows my mind that I sell tickets anywhere, first of all, but Canada blew me away.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Edmonton. Edmonton was wild, too. We had to think. They do a deaf lady melons. Out in Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah.
But she's like, I can't hear you.
It's the third deaf person I've thrown out on this tour. Two of them were cousins.
Really? That's your genetics. You've done shitty
they
things
were
then.
Fucking drunk.
Your grandfather
scream,
did something wrong.
And I'm like, shut up.
And they scream in their
you
way.
Gotta go. They had to throw their ass out. They were all belligerent. This lady in Edmonton was too. She was belching and shit.
And the then you can't even tell her, like, quietly, ma'am, we have to ask you to leave. It'd be like, what?
They no, she wasn't like, that's what I'm saying. She's like, I'm 40% hard. I was like, you're not deaf, you're hard of hearing.
Oh, right.
There's a difference.
You're trying to glom on
and
to
she's
somebody
just
else's
yelling
cause.
The whole time. I didn't bring my hearing aids. Her boyfriend got up and left the table.
Ugh.
Wow, dude.
Why would you not bring your hearing aids to an audio event?
She also waited until the pandemic to find out that she was deaf. I said, you've been screaming like this your whole life at people and you just thought that was normal? She's like, yeah. And
is
then when
pretty?
The pandemic, I couldn't see her. It was in the dark. She's right on the edge. This is the problem. I couldn't tell because some people don't know how to fucking order quietly. So I couldn't tell if this was an order or if this was a server asking for more drinks. So I'm letting it go until I finally hear the boyfriend. And I didn't realize he left. They were right on that edge where the light hits. You know what I mean? You could see their shoes, that kind of shit.
Oh, right.
And I'm just like, who the fuck is that there in the darkness? And they threw her ass out.
Good.
That yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's funny too because it's that moment of like, oh, you have to be kind to the deaf, but then you're like, nah, I'm gonna see everybody equal here. And your
disability does
cunt.
Not give yeah. you the fucking right to be
disrupt
a,
the show.
An asshole. Just you or be an like, asshole.
Yeah, you
period.
Like, you need wheelchair access. Fair.
Yes.
You need me to let you heckle. Not fair.
No. Nope.
Yeah. You can sit no. quietly in your fucking
you roll your ass
seat.
Right on out that ramp. Okay.
Did I throw somebody out at the store? When I was doing Jew, I did it there once.
He did. They threw somebody out.
And he had to attach his leg.
No.
And I was like, dude, get out.
They threw it.
And he was like, dude, fuck you. I'm a big fan. I was like, well, you got to go, man. It's just too much. And then he stood up and he starts tying it
no.
on. And it was that moment of like, fuck. But then he's like, lean in. I'm like, motherfucker, you're going to take forever to throw out too. You're not even going to go quietly. You're going to fucking.
Get this motherfucker a skateboard and get him the fuck out of here.
Ha! Attach it outside. You've been late for a cat
that
before.
Happened, dude. Yeah. An amputee. Yeah.
And I was like, God, the worst possible guy to
if
throw out.
If I was
out.
Him, I would have took my crutches and knocked shit all yeah, over
knocking
everywhere.
Chairs.
Yeah. What are you going to do to him?
Oh my God.
That is terrible, dude.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Somebody reminded me, and I was like, oh yeah.
That is crazy, dude.
He just kept mouthing off.
Oh, God damn, dude. Oh, shit.
It took so long, too. And I'm like, of course, the guy who's going to take the absolute longest to get out of this fucking room is the one I had to throw out. I couldn't have gotten Usain Bolt out of here. It would have been out before you even said go.
It wasn't one of those blades either, was it? It wasn't one of those Olympic.
No, it was an old, like, tied on. Like,
tied
on. Yeah.
He's tied
on. He had to thread it.
Got that 80s artificial. Oh, that's terrible. I'm a big fan.
And you got, like, 1 second. You're like, I either got to go sorry or you got to go lean in.
That's what happened with me. I go, is that really? Wait, she's like, they're throwing me out because I don't have my hearing aid. I go, is that really what's going on? And the guy at the table goes, no, right away. No.
It's got nothing to do with.
We were like, get her the fuck out of here.
Who would be like, that bitch don't have her hearing aid. Get rid of her. What world do you think we live in? I love when you hear a bad excuse where you're like, I know that's not right. I don't know what is right, but I know your excuse is wrong.
Oh, shit, dude. All right. Let's talk about, you said you wanted to talk about some old jobs.
I was trying to remember because I was like, what
and
am I going
like
to talk
these
about
kind
on
of
how
episodes?
You do? Yeah.
Some embarrassing or fucking firing. Like, what was your first job?
My first firing was Domino's.
What was your first job?
Arlington National Cemetery.
Really?
Yeah.
You
in Washington, D.C.
I can't even believe you were there.
You know it.
You've what did you do?
There. I laid pipe, bro.
How old were you?
16. It was the first time you're allowed to work.
Okay.
You know?
And you can work at the... And what made you get a job there? Did you know someone? Someone suggested?
Like any Jew gets any job. Okay. I had an in. Someone, I think my uncle knew someone who whatever, and summertime they need more weed pickers and pipe layers.
Really?
Yeah, you had to get these fucking giant long, way longer than this room. Pick them up off a truck, hot. You need gloves.
PVC, the fucking...
Yeah, and you lay them male to female. And just stick them in, and they had this little latch.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Like you
throw it, drainage? What are they?
It was just to water the lawns.
Oh, irrigation shit.
Yeah. And so you do that, lay them in, turn it on. Then you go to the next one, pick those up, you know, unbuckle them.
And this is
up.
Among all the
tombstones.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Which you were never there after dark, so it wasn't creepy.
No, but still, it's that's intense. I feel like it's an intense place to work. Like, I feel like you couldn't fuck up anything there.
And yet.
did you mess up?
I mean, dude, when it was like.
Flooded a fucking soldier out of a goddamn
car. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't do that. But okay, so I was good. Dude, these guys, I had never met black people before.
What?
Yeah, not
until
really.
Until you were 16?
Yeah, I mean, I knew a teacher here or there.
No students?
I grew up Orthodox Jewish.
Oh, and all you went to Hebrew school the whole time?
Yeah, we had one black family.
You got one black Jew on your shirt right there, Sammy Davis, bro. Sammy Davis. Right there.
Yeah, Jesus was probably black.
Probably brown, for sure, brown. Yeah, for sure.
For sure, brown. I mean, he probably lost some fucking tan in that cave, but.
He was only there for
but
a minute.
Up on that thing, he got a nice tan.
He got a bronze.
Yeah, yeah, he got bronze up there. He's like, damn, give me some fucking banana boat. Up here. He asked for water, but give him that banana boat.
Banana boat.
Yeah, I never really met black people before, and they were there in droves. There was a couple summer hires, but it was mostly just people
in
that were just
droves.
There.
Droves.
Yeah.
So what are we talking, like hundreds of people to take care of this property?
No. It was maybe 15 people.
Okay. The whole cemetery.
Yeah, in the horticulture department. Mm-hmm. There was one old guy. We'd play spades every day at lunch.
Oh, I love spades.
And I knew the game a little bit, but the way they would play was such panache. It wasn't like, you know, you're holding on to fucking seven of spades. And like, you know, when you get like, you play one heart and then it's time. You're like, you know, I can trump heart now. Mm-hmm. So the king gets played and you wait. And instead of going like, no, I got that. That's how I'd play. They were like, yeah, no. And they pull it in. And it was like, hand. Damn.
Listen, that's not.
Oh, my God.
Look, when I went to.
Panache.
I went to Catonsville Community College, okay? Yeah. My 2 years to get my AA. And my freshman year there, my first year, the 13th grade, there.
What's your AA? Alcoholics Anonymous?
My AA is associate's degree.
Oh.
Yeah, general studies, bro.
Tulane gives out the other AAs.
So these guys are always playing, the black guys are always playing Uno in the cafeteria. Wow. And they're playing aggressively like that. And one day, one of the guys said, you didn't call Uno. And the guy's like, fuck you, I did too. And he's like, no, you didn't. He was like, fuck yeah, I did. And the dude picked up a chair, cracked him across the head. It fractured his skull. They had to land a helicopter on the fucking property and rush this dude to the hospital.
No way. And over Uno?
Over Uno. And immediately it signs everywhere. No more card playing, no more dice, no more gambling. Like, done.
Fun
over
for all
Uno,
ages.
Bro.
Fun for all ages. Yeah, that's what they say. Not all ages. Fun for 4 to 14.
Cracked him over the fucking head.
And I bet he didn't call Uno.
Skull, dude.
I bet he didn't call it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Otherwise, he would have decided. Somebody else would be like, no, I heard him.
So what? How did you get? So, all right. So 16, you're into this thing. And I mean, did you want
to
do
I'm
it?
I'm a G1. Well, it was cool to have a summer job.
Yeah.
Remember? It was
I love summer jobs.
Earning
landscaping,
money.
Working in pools. Yes.
And it was like, you still you didn't have the laziness yet. But man, they taught me how to be lazy. They taught me way. It was just like, you did the job. They tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to pick out weeds by the near the parking lot. And I'm, you know, I'm fucking picking out weeds and putting it with this big trash can. And one of the guys, it was just me and him on duty. And he's like, nah. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, nah, dude. And we got some newspaper and he just wadded it up, put him like halfway up the fucking giant trash can. And he goes, all we got to do is cover those newspapers.
Nah.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Dude, black people are so smart. And just we covered that up with a layer of weeds, and then we just slept in between like tourist cars.
Sleep at Arlington National.
In the shade of the fucking parking lot, in between some cars of tourists.
Oh goddamn, dude!
Yeah, it was great. And then he goes, he'll pick us up at 4:50.
How old was he?
He was probably 25, 30. Okay. He was
old,
that was his full time job.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about that guy.
Dudes, so the black guys I used to work with at UPS were so fucking funny and so fun. Shout out to UPS Baltimore Hub, Primary One, Joe Avenue. And they would do this thing in the loading thing where I worked with them, so I knew, but then I became a supervisor, so I knew, and I'm like, yeah, you can't be doing that shit anymore.
Yeah.
About a quarter of the way up, they would build a false wall instead of all the way to the back. They build it here, and then they would just take packages and chuck them over the wall and then stack the wall up to close it and then just build out the rest. So it looks like
they're doing it.
It looks like half that truck's full and it's not.
Wow.
And they're just throwing it because everyone's supposed to be like Tetris, nice and neat, stacking it. They're just,
Nah.
I love it.
It's so smart. What a game, the system. I learned about black humor. I had never seen black humor before, which this was the wildest one. You'll make a joke, whatever the joke was in the moment, and then they'll just repeat it and get an equal laugh. I was like, what? It'd be like, why the chicken on the road to get this side? Motherfucker! He said to get the other side. And everyone would just laugh equally. And I was like, what? How many times can you tag it with the same exact? I was like, wow, black humor is interesting. So we did that. So the one time I got in trouble, so I was good, and he gave me wand duty, which was you just, instead of lifting these heavy pipes, you get to just like go to some of the flower beds and just you attach us, they call it the magic wand, on top of a hose, and it would kind of go up with like a hose attachment. So, you know, you're just like watering the flower beds. It's real light instead of like the fucking massive piping thing. And I got Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. and I was watering it. It was great. It was just like easy work. You know, you didn't have to fucking lug shit.
But is the soldier standing right there too? Where you're going, are you by him?
No, sorry. There is too many on the soldier. Okay. And those the Marines were there, and that was the coolest fucking gig they can get, because all they got to do is march up and down. All those guys would just do push-ups all day. They would trade shifts. So like, hey, I got to work every 6 hours for 2 hours. It goes, I'll just do 4 hours straight. They're Marines. They can handle this. And then I have 2 days off. And they would just sit there playing cards and doing push-ups all day.
Oh, they're not just standing still the whole time like the British Guard?
When they're on duty, they do.
Oh, okay.
Then they're in the fucking hut. Having a good time.
I see.
This was Eternal Flame. Excuse me.
Eternal Flame, okay.
Yeah. JFK. And so there's
if you watered and put this motherfucker out.
Dude, the hose popped off. The hose popped off. It wasn't screwed on enough. And this fucking stream of water, because it goes up and then down. This stream just shoots up and then right into the fucking pit of flame.
There is no way, dude.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's out.
No.
Yeah.
You did not.
I did.
Bullshit,
it's
dude.
Out. And there's all these Asian tourists.
You put the Eternal Flame out?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jay. Yeah, there's all these Asian tourists around, and it's just this water shoots out, goes right into the fucking hole. I mean, I'm on the outside. There's this ring of flowers. I'm on the outside of them. Just, I mean, there's all these, like, tourists, these Chinese tourists, whatever, and they're just like, the flame's out. You could tell they're, like, looking up in their book, like, what does eternal mean? Because it's out.
What are you doing? Are you shitting yourself?
Shitting myself.
And who do you fucking tell?
I mean, I thought I'm 16, so I'm like, I gotta relocate. It's treason. It's not just like I fucked up at work. I'm going to jail, maybe. It's JFK. He's beloved.
Also, listen, you're I don't want to defend Sickler. You right he's now. He's beloved. I want to hear the story, but yeah. I feel like the Eternal Flame shouldn't go out as easily as a little hose fucking firing off the top.
Right, what happens in the rain?
Somebody, yeah, for real. For real.
Well, they did have, I guess, a fucking gas, like a pilot light. It did pop back on after about 30 seconds.
It really did.
Yeah, it felt like forever. And then it goes and just comes back on. And I was like, fuck.
That's not the first time it's happened then. Did you ask anybody? Or did
no,
you just say,
I didn't tell anybody a word. I didn't tell anybody. I was so nervous.
You look at those tours, you'd be like,
Shut up. Dude, Matt Egger did this once. He's parking cars at the store, and he's not a good driver.
Yeah.
And I saw him back up, I believe, a Benz slammed into a Porsche. And then he goes, fuck, and he looks, and I'm by the back door, you know, where everybody goes to smoke, and I'm the only one out there, and I had done that job before. Mm-hmm. And he's like this, and I go, and he's like, and he just parts it to tell a word. And I'm like, dude, you didn't do it on purpose. These are rich motherfuckers, and this will break you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Damn, dude. You put out the eternal fucking flame.
Fuck. I feel bad now.
That is treason.
That is treason.
I mean, not in a way. Accidentally, it's not. I mean, Jesus Christ.
We'd lay these pipes, and then as soon as it was on, it was so hot. It's DC summer.
Yeah.
You know.
Muggy and humid. Muggy. Yeah, fuck yeah.
We would just dance through the fucking... through the sprinklers. We just danced through them. It was so nice. We got yelled at a bunch.
Those we didn't show the respect, dudes, man. I when I used to deliver, so I would deliver the New York Times all over. I'd start in Baltimore City, and my route would take me down to Annapolis to the Naval Academy. And I didn't realize, I figured it out, but there would be a guy on post, and every time a car would drive by, he'd have to walk. It was a gate in front of the Naval Academy, he'd have to walk from this side to that side.
Okay.
And I didn't catch it the first couple times, and I'm there every fucking night, Monday to Friday, and I see, and then, man, I just start circling back and just making this motherfucker keep. I was like, oh, he's got to go. And I would just go up, turn around, come back, go up, turn around. I'm dying laughing. He's fucking walking back. He's looking at me, too, like, listen, motherfucker.
Because also, when you can make that fucking military people work harder, it's like, that's nice. I love fucking with people like that. It's so fun.
So
and they don't
stupid,
know it yet.
Yeah.
I used to do this with Jamie on Rogan's podcast, where I'd like, you know, I was talking and I'd like slump, and I see him like get up and like lower the camera. I didn't notice it. You know, something nags at you, but you don't know. And then I'm like talking again, and then I'd get it, see him like come, raise the camera, and I was like, oh. And then I'm just like,
yeah,
you know, as soon up as he's down, done, I'm just like this. And I'm just hurting myself. I'm just off camera on the biggest podcast in the world. He's like, Shakari.
What else have you done?
Dude, I...
Oh, wait, tell me.
I'm just remembering all this shit now. So one guy was like, he saw a Mercedes. He goes, what you call that? And I'm like, Mercedes-Benz? He goes, that's called Black Man's Dream.
Is that what he told you?
Yeah, and I was like, that's cool. This same guy one day, he goes, hey, look at my belt buckle. And he had had his dick just right, just ahead above that. And he was like, look at his belt buckle. And I was staring at it because it made no sense. Dicks can't get that above the fucking waistline. I was like, what? I'm just staring at it. Like, what is that thing above your belt buckle?
Only dudes, dude. And, I swear. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And a color of a head of a dick I've never seen before.
Look at my pussy. Look at my pussy.
Look at this nip. Is that a spider bite? Yeah, never. Never. Because they suck. I'll tell every one of your seven female listeners, you guys fucking suck. Have some fun. Do a little titty slap. Yeah, that was wild.
Is that the first time you saw a black penis?
It
the
is.
Tip of a black
it is.
Penis?
It is. It is. I didn't suck one till months later.
Months.
We had a... God damn, that was a fun job. We would lie because it was so hot. We finished all the, you know, unloading the truck, and then we were just waiting to get picked up by a big Suburban. And it was just hot. And if we saw an open grave, we would just get in it. It was shady and cool. Yeah.
You get in it?
Yeah, we get yelled at a lot.
I was going to say, wouldn't that be one for a soldier coming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. But the soldier wasn't there yet.
But you don't have to water that, or you didn't party.
No,
your...
they had a trick truck come and like scoop it out and get it all even, you know, for whatever.
And but you didn't have to do any of that, like maintenance for those?
Mm-mm. We argued it where though it's like it's disrespectful. Like, to whom? There's no one in here.
Yeah.
They're dancing over the graves? For sure disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lying in an unused grave, that's just a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. You ever been there?
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they have some celebrities there too. Joe Lewis is buried there. And,
oh, I didn't know that.
Abner Doubleday, I think. And
Inventor
some presidents.
Baseball. Isn't that the inventor of baseball? Yeah.
Yeah. You had to get buried there. I think you had to do 20 years to get a full plot. 20 years or Purple Heart or killed in service, which I guess you got a Purple Heart for being killed, right? It's not just injured.
You get a Purple Heart for, no, you'd be alive.
But if you get killed, that also counts.
Oh, I would say yes. Then I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. Not. You don't have to die to get a Purple Heart, though.
So any of those get a burial? They had these you know, mailboxes you can get for like some service. Yeah, the funeral processions were pretty cool.
Oh, you would actually see those come in?
We'd see them, yeah. It was pretty great. I mean, the military does it right.
21 gun salute and all that. Yeah,
we'd just be away and like... At that point, we were like respectful. We're like, we're not going to get our dingy fucking
Nobody's
clothes.
Firing up the weed wagon.
Yeah.
The guy's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
So I'm remembering this too. So one day, I mean, it was cool. I was a G1. So they had this chart of like, why am I turning it? I just go like this. And of where like you lay on the chart. So I was entry level, 16 years old. And just started. So I was in the top left corner of the chart, $6.36 an hour.
Damn.
And then if I worked again next year, I'd get like $6.70 and then whatever. It was fine. It was plenty of money back then.
Mm-hmm.
But meeting all these people. So one day we're all sitting talking. I remember it was like we're done at like, let's say we're off at 5. I think we're off at 5.
Was it mostly guys?
Only guys.
Only, okay.
Only guys. So it was fun.
All age range? Are you the youngest? You're 16.
They had this old. Oh yeah, I'm the youngest. There was another like 18 year old hire, I think, but he was more of a man. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I came with my yarmulke and just like, you know, they asked me a couple questions. Are you a Jew on YouTube right now? Comedy special.
Yeah.
And one day it was like, I don't know, 4:40, and we were just back at the clubhouse or whatever, you know, where we eat our lunch and shit. And I was like, I guess we're done, you know. And I was like, let me clock out. And the guy was like, no, motherfucker. You clock out at 5. What the fuck are you doing? I was like, well, we're done working. He goes, no, the job, I was over at 5. It's the fucking manager, whatever, the foreman. And I was like, but we're done. He goes, that's not how it works. And it's like, it's almost like I didn't realize, like, yeah, I'm letting you guys off to chill for 25 minutes. Don't fuck it up by clocking out early. I didn't get any of this. The one oldest man, he was great at spades. And we played single spades. We didn't play team spades. It was like every man for himself. He was talking one day and he goes, yeah, there's weird things happening where I'm just like some fluids coming out of my dick, the head of my dick. And everyone was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I just got this like fluid. It's kind of like, and they're like, what is it, semen? He goes, yeah, I think so. And it's just kind of like leaking out. And they're like, during sex? And he was like, no, just as I'm older, it just starts leaking out. There was like a respectful silence for about 20 seconds, and then they just started killing this guy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, first of all, like, that's not normal. That's not just old. Yeah, you got STDs. You're going to die. You have untreated chlamydia for years. Oh, my God. You just say untreated chlamydia. Oh, my man said he got untreated chlamydia.
Over here. Yeah. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, it was so great. Oh, I forgot about that guy, too. Dude, I haven't thought about this place in so long.
Dude, I worked. You're making me think about this now. I worked. It was the best. I worked at UPS with older black guys. I worked at this one place, though. It was called the Baltimore Washington Auto Exchange.
Okay.
And it was an auto auction. And Monday to Friday, it was it was me and two of my friends from high school that worked there when we were in college. And everyone else was an older black dude that was either laid off or, you know, fired or just not working or whatever. And if you could get there by 9 a.m., the first, I think it was like dozen people could get a dealer tag. And your job all day was to drive these nice Lincolns, Cadillacs, whatever, from lot A to lot B. That's it. They're like, you're going to take you in this Econoline van and we're going to take you to lot A and you're going to drive from the Covey lot to Luskin's. That was what he'd always say, right?
Okay.
And you had to be there by 9. If not, then you did the auction. And the auction was just driving these cars on the lot through the thing where they were. But on Thursdays, if you drove the cars, they made you do the auction. Okay. You had to do it at least one day a week.
Okay.
So we would get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. That was fun. But because we were always driving the nice cars, we would get the fucking shitty cars at the auction and be like, you go get that 1976 like, Nissan 280Z with no air conditioner or anything. Like, oh. And you'd pull it in, people bid on it or whatever. But these older black dudes were the funniest motherfuckers and they didn't give a shit about anything. It was the dozens all the time. It was shitting on everyone all the time. And people, they're like, you're a ball buster. I'm like, that's just, I grew up around that everywhere. Not it was just my normal friends. Yeah. Right. So
strangers.
We had two guys that would drive the van for us to go from Covey lot to Luskin's lot. One guy was named Wild Bill. It was this little dude, probably like 5'5", wore a cowboy hat with feathers on it. Like that old dude, you know what I mean, with a vest and jeans and cowboy boots and thought he ran shit. The other guy was this young dude that was built very weird. He had hips. Like he had hips. And I can't believe it. They would fucking yell to this kid while he was driving. He'd be driving saying, hey, bitch hips. They call him bitch hips. And we would be in the fucking back. Nah, he's like, fuck you. He's like, fuck you, bitch hips. And the whole van is like 10 of them or 9 of them are fucking calling him bitch hips. I love hips.
That somewhere in his head, he thinks the fuck you is going to get them to stop and not it's way like, worse.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't like bitch hips?
Yeah.
Oh, like, great.
Guess what? And then they would start calling him Hog Dick. And that, I don't even know why. We never found out. Like, hey, Hog Dick, you missed that left, man. And they all be like, ah, ha, ha. They would do the Hog Dick. Hog Dick. They would repeat it like you said. And we would be in the back. We never did that. Like, but yeah. We would be like, fuck yeah. Oh, man. Those older black dudes are funny as shit. I used to pick a guy up that worked at UPS with me before I was a supervisor. I unloaded with him. And his name was Daryl, right?
Did they get mad that you passed them? No.
They get mad. It's not that I passed them. I hustled to get that job. They get mad that who the fuck do you think you are? You worked with me on Friday and on Monday you're telling me what to do.
Right.
That's what they don't like. UPS should promote you and move you to it. I was literally supervising the guys I worked
not
with.
Cool.
Not cool at all.
This is why every waitress.
And I'm like, come on, man, we gotta pick it up. And they'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Damn it, you got me on that.
Were you picking it up? And I'm like, going to the bathroom, going to the head. They would do that and take a break. I'm like, you motherfucker. They would do everything I knew. You know? But this dude was a drinker and he was about to get fired. And I liked him so much. He's an older dude. And I was like, I'll come. Yeah, always. I'm like, we
sneak back. And
I go, you need to chew gum. He's like, you're good to me, Ryan. I become a supervisor.
You need to chew gum. Don't get me in trouble, at least.
Like, we're working together.
Cover your shit up.
So I'm his supervisor and I go to this fucking bar, like a neighborhood bar in Baltimore City, right by. Oh, what was the fucking school there? It was Cardinal Gibbons, and what was the other big one there? It'll come to me later. Yeah. But I go pick them up, and it's a local Baltimore bar. It's only black people in there. And I walk in, and it's like that record scratch moment. And they're like, I'm like, I'm here to get Daryl. And they just stare at you. And then everybody's staring at you, but one guy in like the middle of the crowd's like, Daryl, you know what I mean?
But still staring.
Like, yeah. And then Daryl comes out and he's like, what's up, man? I'm like, oh, thank God.
Blues I'm like, Brothers, come on, man. Stuff.
And I'm like, chew gum. And I take him to work and I make sure he's all right. He's always giving me the thumbs up. And then the motherfucker ends up stealing.
Oh,
and then I can't help him, you know.
I protected you all I could.
Yeah. Did everything I could for you, bro.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I loved working with those guys. They were so funny. They're fun. And it's so much funny. Ball busting and making you laugh about shit. I still remember that.
It's like
bit tips.
It's like, what a good way. Like, yeah, we got to be at work, but let's not be mentally working.
Yeah, let's for real. Let's have fun with this bullshit. Yeah.
We had one day, they grew a watermelon in the yard.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. They were like planted one, and it was time to pick it. Now, listen, I should say this as a disclaimer.
You should say it. You should definitely.
Everybody likes watermelon.
I love water. It's a superfood for me.
It's a superfood.
It is a superfood for me.
Watermelon. Really?
Yeah, it's a superfood.
Dogs love watermelon.
That's the best.
Chickens love watermelon.
Yeah.
Everybody loves watermelon. And they picked it. I was like, oh, sweet. Picnic food, watermelon. And man, they devoured that thing. I couldn't even reach in there. It was like Tasmanian devil. It was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, what is happening? Oh my gosh. And I didn't even know the stereotype back then. So I was just like, Jesus Christ. Years later, I heard the stereotype and I was like, I think that might be true. They do have a higher love of that fruit than I do.
Let's talk about the one thing that might be missing from your daily routine, hydration. Liquid IV fuels your everyday well-being by helping you stay hydrated. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and you're hydrating 2 times faster than water alone. It comes with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, and it always is made with premium ingredients. We keep Liquid IV here at the studio. We give it to the guests. We take it every morning. When I go to the gym, I just throw it in my water bottle, shake it up, and boom, I'm hydrating while I'm at the gym. I love the stuff. Last night at the show, the Comedy Store, I gave a whole bag out of it, and they went nuts for it. It was like the Beatles showed up. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration like overheating or perspiration, so it's even more important to stay hydrated. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you shop Better Hydration at liquidiv.com and use code HONEYDEW at checkout. That's 20% off of anything with code HONEYDEW at liquidiv.com. Open enrollment is here, and that means now is the time to take charge of your healthcare decisions. We all know the system isn't working, but thanks to CrowdHealth, we can do something about it. CrowdHealth puts the community back in community healthcare. You pay one low monthly total to fund your account. Your monthly subscription helps fund healthcare costs of the entire CrowdHealth community. There are no doctor networks, so you can see any doctor you want. And unlike insurance companies, CrowdHealth helps you find great care at a fair price. Always pay doctors as quickly as possible and actively negotiates to keep costs down for everyone. Take charge of your health care today with CrowdHealth. Open enrollment is the only time you can hit eject on the broken system without penalty, so don't wait. And for a limited time, join for just $99 per month for your first 6 months when you use promo code HONEYDEW at joincrowdhealth.com. That's joincrowdhealth.com, promo code HONEYDEW. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a totally different way of paying for health care. Term and conditions may apply. We are coming up on the holidays, and the last thing you want to worry about is finding a great gift for everyone on your list. So, in the spirit of giving, I'm sharing my go-to gift idea, premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, and almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. Anyone you gift them to will find use for them right away, whether they use the speakers to start a party in the living room or escape the party completely and use the earbuds for some much-needed Zen meditation. And as the person gifting them, you gotta love that they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. I love my Raycons because they block out all that extra background noise, and I never have to worry about them falling out of my ear no matter what I'm doing. Raycon makes this stressful holiday period easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. For the next month, Raycon will have a countdown to Christmas with a new pop-up flash deal for you to take advantage of every single day. You can find your Raycon in stores now, like Kohl's or Walmart, but let me tell you right now, you're always going to get the best deal at buyraycon.com/honeydew. The Raycon website offers free shipping, free returns, and buy now, pay later options, plus a 30-day happiness guarantee. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/honeydew to get 15% off site-wide with code HOLIDAY, plus free shipping. That's code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/honeydew for 15% off your Raycon purchase. buyraycon.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the dew.
Here is the best day at Arlington National Cemetery.
I cannot believe Ari Shaffir, Jew.
Yeah.
Patriot worked at the Arlington National Cemetery.
I was going to go back next year. I didn't go back the next year. I don't know why. I think I started delivering Domino's or something, or 2 years later. This was the best day at Arlington. We're on our lunch break. We all got back there. We're eating our bag lunch. So we had the trucks. You know, you could get, they come up and whatever. And we're about ready to go out. We had this little TV in one of the side rooms to play. It was like the foreman's office, then the side room where we'd have a couple tables, and like that was where we played spades, and this other room, a couple couches, little TV. They smoked. You could smoke inside back then.
Smoke on planes.
You could smoke remember in planes. Remember that shit? Yeah. And then eventually like half and half.
Yeah.
Curtain. I barely remember that. But you remember it too,
yeah,
right?
Ashtray yeah. and the
ashtray.
Seat.
They had those ashtrays like, yeah, like soldered in for a while.
Yeah.
I remember at some point you were like, man, how old is this? They still got the ash. I know they soldered it shut, but this is an old plane.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're about to leave, and I was watching TV. The news was on or something. It was soap operas and then the news. And then they broke in, and it was like, come on, let's go. We're going back out there. And I saw Marion Barry on the TV, and I was like, and I was a hero. I go, hold up, you guys, hold on. And they're like, what? I'm like, hold on 1 second. And all I just saw was the mayor of Washington, D.C., saying the words, bitch set me up.
Yeah, that's his crack.
Yeah. bitch set me up. And I was like, well, they're like, what is it? I'm like, come look at this. And man, we got the rest of the day off. We all just looked at the news for the rest of the day. Marion Barry got caught.
The mayor.
Mayor of the most powerful.
The capital of the United States of America.
Got caught being set up by a hooker. What was her name?
I don't remember her name.
She was famous for a little while for this. And
for crack,
selling him crack. He was in a hotel room with, you know, those fake hotel rooms with another hotel room right next where they're just like cameras are in there. They busted in, and he was like, bitch, set me up. He was just buying crack for his hooker. Looking back, no big deal.
You know why?
He still ran the government.
He got reelected.
He got
reelected.
He was running a city that just didn't care about crack the way anyone else might care about it. They were like, that's actually not a big a deal. Yeah, you got to go to jail, but that's not. It's like in Berlin, if you get caught cheating on your wife, they're like, eh. It's like, I'm trying to think, what, you know what I mean? It's like, your standards are not my standards.
Well, that Toronto mayor did it too. Remember that guy? He was all crack too.
And they're like, he was so crooked. Ford.
I think he won too. Didn't he get reelected?
He might have, yeah. John Ford. He just died, right? Not John Ford. Something Ford.
I don't know. I can't
But yeah, he was like, bitch, set me up. He just kept saying, bitch, set me up. Yep. And we all sat around. I got a bunch of attaboys for fucking spotting it.
Yeah. Rubbing your yarmulke.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched Marion Barron. Everyone's like, can you believe the news is like, this is what a day for us.
Yeah, what a day.
You know, we were talking, we were going to cover local volleyball scores. You know, instead the fucking mayor of DC is with the hooker by crack.
Yeah.
I later met him. I was on ONA with Rogan, and we were there, and he walked by, and then fucking Norton sprung into action. He walked by doing somebody else, and he goes, Mr. Barry, mayor, I think he was in between mayor and not mayor, and then mayor again. He goes, we'd love to interview. He goes, sure. He just thought radio station. He didn't think morning zoo. And he was like, and Norton was like trying to give it up for him. He's like, you know, you're a testimony to like a testament to the American dream. You can like sink to the depths and overcome, you know, this terrible thing and still become, he had been mayor again and become mayor again.
Yeah. And not mayor of a city or in Tucson, South Dakota.
Yep. It's not Bismarck. It's not some dumb fucking. Washington, D.C.
Yep.
The capital of Black America, to be honest. It's an important fucking town. And he goes, what do you mean sink to the depths? And he goes, well, you know, the arrest, you know, for crack. He goes, it wasn't an arrest for crack. And we were like, what? He goes, I never did crack. And then we're all kind of silent for a minute. And we're like, what do you mean? He goes, no, they didn't catch me with crack. That wasn't real crack. Because I guess it was one of those things where you had to buy, but you couldn't like sell fake tickets for, you know, you can't sell them.
You can't sell them real. So you can't pin them for crack because of what they're selling them, but you can get them for the purchase
and
of them.
And Rogan's like, but what did you think you were buying? And he goes, and he just leaves.
Oh, that
he was like, I'm done with this. Yeah, he takes off. Oh, man, Marion Barry was great. Great speaker. Ran the government well. People loved him.
They loved him so much.
They reelected him. Got caught on camera. The images burned in our minds.
That's why he felt bad for him. He's like, bitch, set him up.
Bitch, set me up. Like, as soon as they busted, he realized, oh, I'm here with this fucking hooker. God, what was her name? God, remember her name. When you see her name, you will remember it. You grew up in that region. I think she was internationally known. There's a couple hookers, Stormy Daniels or whatever, where you're like, you were.
Divine Brown?
Divine Brown. Who was she?
One of them was a Hugh Hefner, the black girl that got Hugh Hefner got busted with was big for a little while.
No, Divine Brown was
Divine Brown
was the guy from Four Weddings and a Funeral.
That's Hugh. I mean, not Hugh Hefner, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
I said Hefner.
Divine Brown. You get lost. You're just a fucking hooker, and now you're internationally known.
You suck the actor's dick, and everybody knows your name.
Yeah, and you didn't even tell. You just got caught.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you can even have the moral high ground.
That's right. Like, I wasn't going to say shit. I couldn't. My mouth was full.
Full of the most beautiful cock you've ever smelled.
Beautiful British cock.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what a fucking day. That
was
job
the best
was fucking
day
great.
At the job.
That was. It was. Everybody.
Marion Barry's
every
worst
hour, people
day.
Get to the bathroom and like, all right.
You should have said that to him at a rate. That's what you know. Your worst day was my
best
day.
Was my
best
day. I should have been like, I'm part of this story. Somehow, I know very minorly, you won't appreciate it, Mr. Barry, Mayor Barry, but man, you really made my day. God damn.
What'd you do after that then?
I delivered pizzas for Domino's, delivered flowers. I got fired from delivering pizzas.
Why? What'd you do?
I'd steal a lot.
How'd they catch you?
I
would. What are you stealing? Food or are you stealing the money and the tips?
The money, the tips. So we had a thing after 30 minutes. They used to have after 30 minutes, your pizza's free.
Yep. Until that car accident happened.
They killed somebody. Yeah. They killed somebody rushing to not give a free pizza out. And they're like, hey, you can't incentivize people to speed like that.
Yeah, for real. You just give them a $10 pizza, you fucks.
$5 off is what we changed to. They even said during the training, you know what's bullshit about Domino's? They make you buy the shorts and the shirt. They don't just give it to you. They make you buy it.
Comes out of your check.
Yeah. I'm like, so the first like 3 weeks, you're not even getting paid.
Did they?
I saw that hat. It is a cool hat now. It's a trucker style with the mesh in the back. Yeah.
Would you get any aggressive people? Like, hey, you're after 30 minutes. Would you get that a lot?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you give them the $3 off, $5 off. Now, here's the cool thing. If you're getting the pizza out the door at 25, right? If it's like, because sometimes they're backlogged. Sometimes you're getting it at 35. That's already $5 off. You know, you're getting it. It's like, sorry, it's going to take an hour to get there, you know, in busy season, you know, Super Bowl kind of shit. You get it as fast as you can, but they're not getting it. So give them all $5 off. At 25, they're like, assume you didn't make it. And then I picked up a pizza at 25. They're like, assume that's a $5 off. Got there in 4 minutes. And the guy was like, oh, okay, you just made it. And he gave me full price. And I'm like, well, hold on. The store told me it's going to be $5 off. This guy doesn't expect it because I got there under 30 minutes. And then the Jew bulb went off. And I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur. So anytime I was close, picking up the pizza after 25 or getting there at like 32, 33 minutes, most people didn't realize about the deal.
And everything was cash then.
Everything was cash.
You couldn't bring a fucking thing with swipe and pay and tab.
You couldn't
cash,
even pay on the
cash,
phone.
Cash.
You ordered it, it had to come. Sometimes you'd be there, no one would be there. My motherfucker. And they taught me, like, if anybody gives you a 10-cent tip, it's just like, keep the change on 990. Go, no. I'll get your change. Hold on right here. You go back to your car, get a dime. Like, there you are, sir. Just store it in their fucking face. So I got the 32, 33 minutes, and I'm like, here's your pizza, $20. Let's say $20. Now, if they go, well, hold on. It's been 33 minutes. You go, oh, my God, you're absolutely right. $15 it is. No big deal. If they didn't mention it, you tell the store $5 off.
So you're skimming five on every delivery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, it becomes like, hey, man, you're missing a lot of the, you're getting late a lot. You're giving these people $5 off. You're not getting there in time. You're not learning your route. One time I ran out of gas. And I was just like, fuck, I was an idiot, you know? So I was like, I had to walk and fucking get a bucket and fucking fill up my gas and fucking whatever. So he's like, you're not letting your route. We got to let you go. He didn't fully accuse me of stealing, but that's what I was doing. That's why I was late every single delivery.
How much you pulling a night?
We average about $2.10 a tip, you know? And then sometimes we deliver to like Georgetown Prep or something like that, big order and get
plus
a lot more.
Plus the five.
So I'm averaging like pizza? 6-7 a pizza.
Damn,
yeah.
Bro. And how many are you ripping
plus
a night?
Mileage.
I was getting paid. Area.
Oh yeah. When it was like, eventually it was like, hey, we got to let you go. I was like, worth it. You know, yeah. I got fired a month early. I did 4 months extra worth of work.
Yeah.
Oh, worth it. I was embarrassed though. I was too embarrassed to go pick up my last paycheck. You get fired as a Jew. It's like it's a conservative household. You're just like, you don't get fired from jobs.
I know. I remember the first time getting fired too. I felt ashamed and whatever. I did. I felt like, whoa, I must be terrible at this or whatever. And I'm like, that's just ain't for me.
Yeah.
I don't have any passion
for
this
your
fucking
all.
Thing. Yeah. What's the craziest shit you saw delivering pizza? I mean, you got to see some weird shit showing
up
in people's houses, opening their doors.
Yeah, we saw a full like fucking going on.
What do you mean?
Like they're trying to show off. Some people are trying. Yeah. You ever read Choke by Chuck Palahniuk? There's this like theory that some people like being seen. So you'll go open the door in the airplane and someone will be like, hey, like, oh shit, sorry. And then it's like, why didn't they lock that door? They want you to see them. You know, they're these voyeurs that like want, or the opposite, whatever, that want you to see them. They don't lock doors on purpose so that you'll walk in on them. So they're opening the door. There's fucking going on. There's a naked lady on a bed. I remember going like, what? This guy in a fucking short robe, you know,
yeah.
The porn robe. It's like, hi. I mean, he's opening it wide. She was just on bed smoking naked. They were fucking with me. They were fucking with the delivery boy.
Mm-hmm.
And this little fucking, you know, yiddle diddle with his yarmulke. Hadn't seen anything like this before. Because they told me that might happen, that someone will ask for the special sauce. But looking back, I'm like, that's lying. No housewife ever did that for you.
What are you talking about?
Semen, Ryan. I'm talking about semen. Like,
but coming over to fuck her?
Yeah.
Okay, not jerking off
on the
pizza.
Come on in for a little bit. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We never ate anything. We never took any toppings off. Not me, anyway.
Spit on it. None of that good. Good.
We're just delivering the pizza. There's no time. You'd have to know it's a shitty tipper who keeps ordering. None of that. O'Neill and Danish used to deliver to Drew Carey all the time, and he would tip $100 every time.
Damn.
Yeah. They did yummy.com.
I'd fist fight to get that fucking pizza.
Well, sometimes whatever girl he was dating would open the door and they'd be like, oh, and they tip like five, a normal amount, yeah. You know? And they'd be like, we really should deliver this to Mr. Carey. Is he home? He's like, he's in the back room. He's like, we'd really like to put it in his hand ourselves. Dude, there's nothing like a good tipper. I got a job at a law firm, and it was a $10 an hour job, which was fucking great. Ended at 12. I mean, I was like, if I get this job, I'm going to give the next pizza delivery guy and give him a $20 tip as like a fucking thank you to my roots. You know, I got the job. I was over at my friend Aaron Levine's place at University of Maryland in his dorm. Not his dorm, his off-campus housing. And this guy gave him a 20. He goes, thank you. Didn't even fucking react. I was so fucking pissed. 2 minutes later, knock on the door. He goes, hey, I think you tipped me wrong. I didn't even see it. And I was like, hell yeah. No, man, that's for you. And he's like, fuck yeah. Thank you. And that's what you want.
Dude, I fucking found, okay, I'm walking at the park one day.
Yeah.
And I find a check on the ground, a personal check. And it's for like $8,000.
Oh.
Right? And I look at it, and it's got the person's full name and address on it. I'm like, oh, shit, that's right over here, half a block away. So I'm like, I'm going to be a good person to go return this check.
Cool.
I go return the check. Dude's like, what's up? I'm like, I'm walking at the park over here, and I found this check. Are you whatever, Sean? He's like, yeah. I go, this is an $8,000 check just laying on the ground. He's like, thanks. Shut the door in my face.
What?
That was it.
What
that,
the fuck?
Swear to God.
What a fucking
that
cunt.
That was it, bro. That was it. It was a lot. And I wanted to be like, P.S., what the fuck do you do for a living?
Yeah,
man?
What do you do for a living? I didn't say, hey, is that your bike on the sidewalk? Yeah. Like, yeah, but it could have been in the yard. Who gives a shit? You know, like, damn. Yeah. I lost my Skankfest check. How? I left it in the bin at TSA. I had no idea. And I got a fucking DM on Instagram or something.
From who?
This guy who found my check?
No way. It wasn't the TSA just holding it or anything?
Those motherfuckers, you'll see something. You'll be like, hey, there's like a really nice lighter or some like a pen or like a Ralph's Club card, keys. And like, hey, am I drop keys? They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing what you should be doing.
Yeah, seriously.
Somebody's life is going to be fucking really put out because you're fucking searching us for no fucking reason.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Caught a single goddamn terrorist. 0 for 2.
0 for 2.
Yeah. Two people tried. They both got on since 9/11.
Is that right? They got on?
The shoe guy and the underwear guy. They both got right on.
The shoe guy.
You've done absolutely fuck all. And everyone's losing their keys.
Shoe guy.
The shoe guy.
Losing their key.
Yeah. One time this Asian guy was like patting me down and I patting down my shoes. I was like, you can't search me. And I was like, whatever. And he's like, I was like, why do you do the shoe things? It's because the shoe bummer. And I was like, yeah, you guys really fucked up on that one, didn't you? He got right on. What happened there? Big loss, huh? And he goes, yeah. I'm like, this is demeaning your culture, right? Touching a man's shoes. And he was like, go on, sir.
Go on, sir.
Yeah. Wait, that reminded me of something. Delivering pizzas, making tips.
You had voyeurs, you said.
Yeah, but it's somebody finding something for you.
Oh, you were talking about tipping that guy $20 and he was stoked. And I was like, I found this check and the guy didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they should give a fuck.
I mean,
find a fucking $8,000 check. What was he going to do?
You know,
I remember.
Go.
I was got back from Southeast Asia and I hadn't seen anybody. Went right to the Nashville Comedy Festival. I told Abrams, and I was like, I sent him a letter. I was like, I know you guys wanted to do the Wild West Comedy Festival. We had a show at Third Man Records, which would have been very cool, you know, Jack White's record company. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know you guys are talking about that. I'm staying longer off the grid than I planned. And I wrote him a letter. I was like, if you guys still want to do that, add me to the website. I don't have access to email. My email's locked out on purpose. My Instagram, my Facebook, all of it's locked out. My phone's in my drawer at home. In New York. And I was like, if I see that show's on the website, I will be there. I think at that time I was in Indonesia when I sent the letter. They added to the site. I showed up. Hadn't seen anybody. Bert Kreischer's there. Knocks on my door. He's like, I think Ari's here. Knocks on my door. Fucking quickly took off all my clothes. Opened the door. He's like, come on, dude. I'm like, welcome back to me. He's all excited. I think Abrams is in the room for this, actually. And he goes, dude, I just made the most money I've ever made in my life at a club. I think he did the San Jose Improv. I'll be there in March. And it's a big venue, and he filled it up for the first time. And he goes, it was $70,000. It was so fucking much. He makes that much fucking breathing now.
Yeah.
But like, he was like, look at this fucking check. Not rubbing it in my face, but showing off. Sometimes we see rich people bragging, it's not that they're fucking callous, it's that they still view themselves as this fucking nobody. You know, they've just like, started making money.
Can you believe this?
Right. Can you believe it? And you realize who you're talking to, you're like, oh shit. But it's also like, you're excited about it. And he's like, look at this. And I was like, God damn, Bert, that is fucking awesome.
Yeah, tortured just tore that it up.
And he's like, no, what are you doing? And they realize him. It's like, they'll recut the check. But I'm like, he was so fucking worried. He's like, I'll be disowned.
I'll be disowned. Oh, shit. I had a lady hit me up. I might have been during the pandemic when I really needed that fucking money too. But this lady hits me up and she's like, hey, I live in your old apartment. And I said, I haven't lived in that apartment for like 10 years. Well, and she goes, well, I got this mail that I just assumed was for me. And I open it. Turns out it's for you. And it's a check from Blue Shield for like, I don't know, like $3,000. And it says, well, the check's not there. It says that they owe me this. And I have X amount of days to claim it. And I go, well, how many days? They said 30. And I go, well, there's only like 3 days left. She goes, yep. And they just mailed it. I just got this. I say, you know what's fucked up? I haven't lived there for 10 years, and I've had Blue Shield. They managed to send me my bill every motherfucking month to the right
address.
Isn't
that interesting?
Send that
bill.
Isn't
that interesting?
Every motherfucking month comes right to my mailbox. But this one, and it says on there, if it's not claimed, it'll go to whatever, some thing. And so I said, look, this is money. This is foul money.
Yeah.
I said, I'd love to give you a cut of this. I'll give you 20%. And she's like, I don't want anything. I'm like, come on. She's like, I want
like,
nothing.
No, fuck them. I'll help
she
you.
She said, helping you is all I want. I said, I'll gladly make a donation into whatever you want, any charity you want, whatever. Nope, refuse to take it. Wow. And because of that, I got like $3,000.
Damn, nice.
And I started wondering, like, how many fucking times are they doing that shit to people? Because they did. I knew they had overcharged. I had 1 year I'd hit my $10,000, but they kept charging me. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, they always do. It's like, you owe us money. I'm like, yeah. I haven't been back to the hospital. Right. I paid you. I know I paid you off complete, and now suddenly I owe you. And then I'm sure if I looked into it enough, they'd be like, oh, yeah, it turns out you're fine. I'm like, but I'm in collections now.
And I'm like, how'd you find me? She's like, it was pretty easy to find. Just Googled your name. I was like,
oh, yeah, you're Googleable.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, on the way home from the store once, I found a license. And I was like, let me look her up. And I was like, hey, same thing. It's your license. It's very
but also,
annoying.
Can't you just drop that in a mailbox? Won't they mail that to you since it has your address on it?
Yeah, I could have. But I was like, hey, you lost your license.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, sure. Looked her up. She was Googleable or whatever. She had an Instagram. She's like, sweet. Come. She makes candles. This is when I was living in LA. She's like, I'll come get it. Okay. Gave it to her. Went into Dr. Drew and she's fucking one of his assistants or something.
No way.
Yeah. She goes, you saved my fucking. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. And
how
I was like, put it on air. Give me some fucking cred for once. Yeah. It's nice when you help somebody out. When you just make the decision to be like, I'm gonna do a little bit of work here.
And then it comes back like that? That's crazy.
That's crazy. They were sending it to the wrong fucking... Remember when Obama came into office and he goes, I am going to invite CNN into the votes on reforming healthcare. I want it on televised, what we're doing. That's what he's running on. And then he got into office and every fucking senator and congressman when he's like, let's get CNN. They were like, nah, dude, because we're on the take and we can't be seeing what our votes is. We'll say we're here for the little man. But they, Obama was like, what do you mean? I can't fucking show how you're voting. They're like, no, because we got to have our takes. And they never fully reformed it.
No.
They just did little pieces here or there. They're still so fucking crooked. Every time something hurt, you're like, oh, well, maybe we should.
Well, that's what all, like this whole legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
The states that are slow on it, once they see the money that comes in, they're not going to put it toward teachers, firemen, police, infrastructure. They're going to line their motherfucking pockets with the surplus.
Can I get another job?
Yep, a no-show job? All this money. Yeah. A no-show job.
That's why my mom told me, like, how'd the elections go? Did you just see the? I'm like, I didn't even look.
No.
She's like, you don't know how it went. I'm like, I don't know who won, who lost. I was like, what do I care? They're all fucking
They're
crooked.
Still counting.
Oh, really?
How you still, I don't know. How you still counting? Two
how
weeks
still counting?
Later.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Runoffs. Fuck, there's an election every 4 months. It's so stupid.
What else? Give me one more. Give me another.
Let
summer
me see.
Job.
What else did I do? I delivered flowers for a while. That was the worst tipping job because you didn't have to pay, it was already paid for.
Oh,
so you'd show up to someone's house and you'd make their fucking month. Flat, like, what? Oh, my God. Thank you. And you'd be like, come on. I think I made $2 ever.
Ever.
And it was so much better than a pizza.
Where are you delivering? Like people's work and homes
people's
and shit?
People's work,
or?
People's homes. I just had a memory that's going to get me in a lot of trouble. Delivering flowers. Delivering flowers to a church. So we did a lot of funerals. And now at the time, I'm trying to masturbate in as many weird places as I can. I saw
Why?
It as a goal. I don't know, man.
How old are you?
18.
Publicly or privately?
Privately. Okay. But on planes, you're like, you're not flying over Arkansas. I'm like, ooh, Arkansas. And I run to the bathroom and jerk off.
Oh, you would do it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And just throw a blanket over you.
Yeah.
Like a savage.
One time on the way to Australia, I jerked off in my seat. It was one of those lie down beds. And I was like, I think I could do it here. I lined up, like, who can see me there? Who can see me there? And at first I was turned away, but I'm like, now I can't see if a stewardess comes by. So I turned, they gave me these socks. It's a first class Rogan ticket, UFC ticket. Just fucking jerked off into one of these fucking nice socks they give you.
Sock.
Nice Qantas.
They really give you socks.
Yeah, Qantas semen. Yeah, they give you these little footies to walk around. Oh, it's great. You line up full bed, you know, you like go all screen. Me and Rogan did a podcast. Way back. Not video, just audio.
Yeah, Larson and I did one on a train back in the day on the Crab Feast.
Oh,
we did
so
a tour
fun.
Up the West Coast from Portland to Seattle. We did one on the train.
You show up too because it's 13 hours from LA and you're like, oh, it was so fucking nice. Everyone else, like, because you get just regular seats. Oh, but like, what were we talking about?
Delivering flowers is the worst tipping job, but you
so
make
I
your
I
day.
Went to the delivered some funeral stuff to a to a church. That happened 5% of the time. It happened plenty of times. Can I use the bathroom? Sure. And now I'm in a church in a secluded, you know, it's daytime, and I'm like, oh hell yeah! I just right at the urinal. I just fucking
not even in a stall.
No. Yeah, looking back, that's a fair. Fair. I didn't even consider it. I didn't even think of it. And I just fucking shot a load right at, you know where that fly is on the thing?
Yeah.
And I just fucking blasted one. Young cum too.
Yeah.
And it fuck, you know, fuck, you can hit something. You can blind and somebody with that shit.
Yeah. Boom. Also, when you could come quick, too.
You can come quick.
Today it would take me a lot longer to do that at a urinal.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like touching it. My dick's like, we're ready.
Yeah,
we're
ready, man.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Jerked off in a church.
Yeah.
On a flower delivery.
Yeah. I think I'm at church on Georgia Avenue. Sorry, Monsignor.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that's so funny when you say that, when you're like, why not a stall? I'm like, yep, didn't even consider that. You ever get, like, now that you're an adult, this is a part I cut out of my special, that now that I'm an adult, I'll, like, go back to my childhood with an adult mind and realize all the stuff that I didn't realize back then.
Yeah.
I ended up having to cut it out, but how, like, your parents always knew when you were lying. I had no idea. I thought I had them fooled.
Right.
The chicks you could have hooked up with.
Man, I've had women come to me, you know, in the past, just a few years, and be like, how come you never asked me out? I'm like, you were interested? And like, yeah. The
I kept
whole
touching
time,
you.
Like,
I kept
what?
Saying, like, you're cute.
I was
like,
telling you this, telling you we should do that. I'm
like,
oh, my God.
fuck.
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot. I didn't think anybody would want.
But also, the women in my life, the good women in my life, have like, I'll say something, and they're like, you did that? Or you what? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Like, they pointed out too. Like, yeah, we used to do that. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, dude, I know you got to get out of here. You got to go get on your run here for your special. So promote it one more time, please.
Ari Shaffir Jew. It's on YouTube right now. It's the best special I've ever done. It's the best one I'm going to do.
And it's a concept special, too.
It's a concept special. But mostly, I don't want anybody thinking it's just a concept. It's just stand-up. Every one of these bits follows Bobby Lee at the store, follows Mark Norman at the fucking stand. Just like, they're just fucking funny, funny bits. You will walk away with it on some other level thing. But they're just hilarious stand-up comedy bits. And I was like, I spent a lot of money on it. I'm giving away for free. There's a donate button on there if you want to help me pay for some of this. I'm out a shitload of money. That's up to you. It's a gift to all of you. And if you liked it, go ahead and throw some cash back into the fucking kitty. But either way, I'm just giving it to you guys to enjoy.
Well, congrats, thanks for having me on, buddy. Dude. It's kicking ass.
Thanks.
You're going to exceed your goal.
Maybe.
You already have. You already exceeded your million in a month.
Oh, yeah. My goal there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The money, I'm about 45% paid. Wow. So we'll see. I'm still like, I can't afford a nice pizza.
Thank you, for real.
Yeah, thanks.
I want to come promote mine.
Oh, for sure.
1,000%. So, yeah, if you're out there.
Especially if you're coming to New York.
If you're here in L.A., December 14th, Wednesday at the Dynasty, come see me shoot the special. Second show, tickets available. There are only a few left.
And Sickler's one of the realest comics in the world, you guys. There's no way you're not going to have a good time. This is how my friends, when they used to ask me, like when I started comedy, they go like, hey, I see the DC Improv like website. Who should I go? And you're like, oh, you'll have a great time at that one. You'll have a great time at that. I just know Sickler's the real deal.
Thank you, dude.
Guarantee you, without having seen you on stage for the last 2 years, your new stuff is hilarious. You don't fucking falter.
No.
So go see his fucking show. Be there live.
Yeah, be there live. Use code Sickler. You'll get half off your tickets. Follow me on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.